This dinner party is, of course, imagined, since it is well known that Stravinsky, who presented Seisel with a copy of the score Scène du Ballet, which you can hear now, and Schoenberg were not friendly despite their common home in Los Angeles. However, it is an interesting aspect of Seisel that he was musically and socially versatile enough to be close with total opposites. This was not only true of Schoenberg and Stravinsky, but also, as we shall see, Eisler and Korngold. Alexander Tanzmann was certainly one of Stravinsky's closest friends, and he in turn one of Seisel's. Thus it was he who brought the two men together. Subsequently, Tanzmann was instrumental in convincing Seisel to leave the film industry.